Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha. And what we're going to talk about today is how to deal with abusive customers.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
Which is kind of the extreme version of it, but basically a customer that just is not treating you or your team well when you're talking to them, responding to them, etc. But they are a customer, meaning they've paid you. Is that kind of the context
here? Yeah, they are a customer. Okay. Maybe they want to be a customer, right? So they're an abusive prospect, maybe.
Prospect. Sure. Okay. So I'll start with the first thought I have on that. I have seen more what we would label as abusive or, you know, not so great customers back off and even flip their opinion, become the opposite of that just by hearing them out, not reacting, not thinking that they're being abusive, instead just being like, okay, well, you know, I hear you. You know, I put my parent's hat on and I treat them like a child.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is I realize that something might be going on. They might be emotional. Feelings are usually involved when people get abusive or mean or nasty, you know, which is totally cool. I don't apologize, though. I'm not a fan of saying sorry unless I really have to, because that's admitting I did something wrong. Most of the time when a customer is abusive or something like that, you didn't do anything wrong. And so then I just hear them out. I'm like, okay, please tell me more. What's making you feel like this? And literally, that's a child to me. Put the parent hat on. How would I deal with this if this were my child and I was in my best mood possible? I would be balanced. I would hear them out and I would do my best to make them happy, but I would not say sorry, you know, and I would not dig in to their abuse. I would not like trigger them more. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the key. And I would also not be reactive. I think that's the number one key. What I see people do the most with customers, clients, any kind of abusiveness, you know, and I love that, you know, that word is what we're using here, but anything where like you feel like the client or customer is being negative, don't trigger them. Don't get triggered yourself. And these situations tend to like work out just fine. And you learn a lot.
I love that. What I refer to this is usually friendly strength, right? Being a good parent or a good doctor.
I like that.
Right? So one of the biggest challenges is that just social dynamics will dictate most of the time that when I call somebody abusive, it means that they are very aggressive, right? Aggressive means usually that they come from a place of strength, right? It might be hostile strength, right? Instead of friendly strength. And what the social dynamics oftentimes will dictate that if somebody is strong, even if they're hostile, you're going to act weak, which is what you're referring to as like apologizing, right? Just because a prospect or a customer is angry and screaming at you doesn't mean that you have to apologize or act in a weak manner, like basically caving in, telling them they're right, I'm sorry, and then trying to cater to any of their demands just because they're a customer or prospect or just because they're angry. Like, if you haven't done anything wrong or if what they're demanding isn't reasonable, you should not, you know, act apologetic about it or give them what they want. Now, there's an opposite reaction to that. Most people will just cave in and be weak when somebody's hostile and strong. But there's an opposite end to that, which is some people will be hostile and strong back to somebody that's hostile and strong to them, right? So you're an angry customer prospect. You're screaming at me. They're going to start screaming back, right? They're going to start getting angry and abusive back to the customer. That's dumb as well, right? That's not the right way. Just like in a great parent example, if your child is hungry or tired or someone out of balance and starts screaming at you, you should not scream back at the child, start arguing at the child at an eye-to-eye level. That's not good parenting, right? The perfect model is what you said, the friendly strength one, the one where